Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good afternoon. This is David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Glad to be with you today, working on your financial freedom and your financial future. I want to mention one thing real quick. If you haven't heard about it, our Wealth and Passive Income Expo is coming up September 3rd and 4th. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Enter my name, David, all caps, and you get a free ticket. And that's going to be in Dallas. Again, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. It is one of those great, great gatherings where you have an opportunity to really jumpstart your path towards financial freedom by gathering with the most successful real estate investors in the world. Lifestyles Unlimited, we are an education and mentoring group, something we call the Financial Freedom Seminar. It is 16 hours, how to locate, negotiate, lease and manage single family, multifamily properties. And for years and years, Del Walmsley, he's the guy behind all that, who you may have heard on the radio before. He's the guy who engineered that, one of my heroes in my life. And for years, he was the only person that taught that, and then began to bring in other people. And we have expert instructors. And what I love to say about these guys is they are guys who have taken the education, gone out and done the stuff, and as a result of that, they have become successful. That's the kind of person I want to learn from. Not somebody who went and did something and then took a little education and then they teach what they learned. No, someone who's actually lived what they learned. And so I've got one of our expert instructors here today, Lee Reeves. He says he likes to ruin people's careers and put them into rehab, meaning he loves to ruin their corporate careers by showing them how they can retire through real estate. So Lee, so glad to have you with us today, and wanted to just let our audience get to know you a little bit. By the way, Lee teaches our four-part seminar. We're going to describe more of that as we go along, but if you can introduce our audience to yourself, what's your background? Who are you outside of real estate investing? Where are you from? What was life for you before discovering Lifestyles Unlimited?
Yeah, absolutely, David. Well, thanks for having me on, first of all, and I'll just point out before I go into all that I do try to ruin corporate careers, but generally people are anxious for me to try. So they're good with it going in. But yeah, I teach the two-day in various markets around the country. I also teach the four-part. And yeah, let me give you a little insight. So I started where a lot of people did. And I did what my parents told me to do, what culture told me to do, what Money Magazine told me to do. And I went to the best college that I could. I went to Emory in Atlanta, good college. I had a good experience there, and then I decided to go to law school and further my education even more. And I went to a good law school, Georgetown, and then I went up to New York City and I practiced real estate law there for 10 years. And I started out at an international law firm, and at the time they said they were the oldest law firm in the country. Turns out there's some law firm in Pennsylvania somewhere maybe has them by a few years, but really big, really prestigious law firm. And, you know, I felt pretty good about it. And then all of a sudden I noticed that I was working 80 to 100 hours a week. And the worst week I had was when I woke up Monday morning and went to bed Saturday morning, the next Saturday, I had slept 9 hours that week.
My goodness.
You talk about a point of diminishing returns. And I said, you know what? I need to get into a better situation here. I'm going to home at 1 or 2 every morning. This just isn't sustainable. So I went to another international law firm in town, and that was better because I was leaving at 10 or 11 at night.
home. What a sweet
and I
deal.
Thought, man, it is. I thought, man, this is all right. And then you kind of realize, you know, gosh, I'm a couple years older and this isn't sustainable either. So then I went in-house to an attorney is going and working for a corporation. And I was their associate general counsel. It was a real estate shopping center company. And I felt real good there because I was leaving at 9 at night. So, you know, working 12 hour days every week, every day, and that's my background. And I'll tell you what the
point and wait and just life, just yeah. a second. And yeah. your wife is the same kind of driver that you are, right? I mean, she got a PhD and three master's degrees and was working on a cure for cancer.
She was, and she kind of poo-poos those master's degrees. I'm like, you got a master's from Johns Hopkins, you got two master's from Columbia, and you got a PhD from Columbia. She was like, it's just a PhD that counts. And I'm like, no, you know, you got 5 degrees. It's insane. And so, yeah, she's a hard charger as well, but in all the best ways. And so we're both active, and we want to do things, and we're just engineered that way. But you get to the point where you're like, man, I just can't give any more to this, and maybe there's just a better thing out there. And so what really put me over the edge is my wife was pregnant with our second daughter, and we had been working for 6 months to sell our company to a big private equity group, and I worked every single day, 12, 14, 16-hour days, no holidays, no weekends, for 6 months straight. And we finally were coming up on that deal closing. It was a Tuesday. And the Friday night before, by the way, my second daughter was due on the same day that deal was supposed to close. Right. And my wife and I kind of made a hard decision. And we ended up in the hospital that Friday night before to induce labor so that we would have a couple uninterrupted days before I got thrown right back into the mix in this big corporate deal. And I sat there in that waiting room, David, and I just, my head was in my hands because I knew it was wrong and I knew that it was twisted. It's just not the way it should have been, right? One of life's greatest joys was structured around a corporate deal.
Right.
And I had to find a better way, and that's when I found LifeStyle.
That's a perfect place to pause. We want to hear the rest of the story on the other side of the break. So glad to have Lee Reeves with us, a guy who likes to ruin people's corporate careers by giving them financial freedom. Hang with us through the break, and we'll talk with him more.
Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% of savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Hey, folks, David Ruzicka with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, working on your financial freedom. Hey, I want to encourage you to go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. You see, I'm talking to Lee Reeves today, a guy who, as I mentioned in the beginning, he loves to ruin people's corporate careers and put them into rehab, meaning real estate rehab, and also ruin their careers by giving them financial freedom where they're not reliant on a corporation or a company for a paycheck. And he does a great job at that. And the way you meet him, the way you get to interact with him, is by going to one of our free workshops. That's where everybody starts. That's how you get involved with Lifestyles Unlimited. It is free. It is online. You can watch it in your pajamas. We have several of them every week, sometimes three of them a week. If you go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com, we want to get you on your way to financial freedom. So go ahead and do that. Lee, so right before we were talking about the fact that you're living an insane lifestyle. You're working 80 to 100-hour weeks for international law firms and then for a real estate company doing in-house counsel. And you actually did something that sounds like something made up out of Hollywood. You actually had a birth planned around the closing date on a deal for your company so that you wouldn't miss that closing date and had it done week before. And I really like what you said. Actually, you mentioned that, and I may be jumping the gun here. I remember you mentioned that book, Cats in the Cradle. I remember hearing that when I was growing up, and I didn't quite get it until I became an adult and had kids.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's right. And so I think I heard Dell mention it once, but my dad always referred back to that song, Cats in the Cradle, by Harry, I'm probably messing up his name, Harry Chapin, I think.
And yeah, you're right.
It's all about how the son wants to spend time with his dad, but the dad never has time. And my dad knew that he didn't want that, and he would tell me that, you know, let's spend some quality time together. And it impressed on me that I just don't want to put off living life now, right? Because, you know, and Dell says this, the golden years are not always golden. It's filled with, you know, health issues and getting older and not being as mobile and things like that. No, I mean, you can't structure your life that way. You got to live it now. You got to live it now. And always have an eye towards the future, but structure your life so you can do that. But back to the story, we did have our second child, and she's beautiful. She's 10 now and in fifth grade, and we're just loving that. And we've had a son since then. But that was the moment that really impressed on me that I had to do something different. Because while I was comfortable, I mean, we lived in a $1 million apartment, and that was 10 years ago in Manhattan. We were comfortable. We were never going to starve. But I just didn't know that I would ever be rich and live my life the way that I wanted to without doing something different. And I don't recall, David, how I found Lifestyles. I know it was online, and I think it was one of those things that I did a search for and found it. And
right.
I realized that, wow, this could really be it. But I'm a cynic. I'm a type B, as we call them in lifestyle, and I'm a researcher. So I went on to LinkedIn, and I looked at people's profiles to make sure they weren't like hired actors and things like that. And I satisfied myself that wasn't the case. And I ended up taking the 2-day. That's the beginner class that everybody takes. That's what I teach now. I've since made that into a 4-part evening session as well. But I took that 2-day, and it was just a recording of Dell, and I took it over a whole weekend. And then I went out and took action. And that's really the key right there. You got to get the information. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge plus action is power. And I took action, bought 2 single-family homes in a totally different state where my brother-in-law lived.
Pause just a second, because one thing, I want you to answer 2 things for me. One is, you watched it online. And, you know, over the last year, of course, we went to live streaming everything for a while. Now we're actually doing in-person events again, mm-hmm. because we're able to, because we're in Texas and also around the country. But also, you know, people say, oh, I'm going to put it off because I have to watch it online. And maybe somebody hears this and say, yeah, I live in another state. I'll wait till you guys come here. What would you say about that? Because you did it online in home. And then was there a big aha moment or two as you were watching that online?
Yeah, no, I did it online because I couldn't get the information fast enough for me, because I needed it. And I knew that I needed it at that moment. Aha moment. Well, you know, look, I've been in real estate my whole professional life to that point, but I still didn't know what a successful deal was, David. So I knew how to structure one. I knew how to draft the documents around it. What made it a profitable deal? I didn't know. I did, because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So, you know, look, I was in real estate. So for people out there listening who go, you know, look, I don't have any experience with this. I've never done anything connected to real estate. Listen, lots of people, even in real estate, have never done anything in real estate except for their little sliver of what they do.
That's a remarkable statement, and I want to pause you right there, because I know people are listening. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, oh, this guy was in real estate. He's an attorney. Attorneys know everything. He was doing this all of his life, and now you say, oh, no, it wasn't until you went to a simple, or did it online, 2-day class with Lifestyles Unlimited that all of a sudden you understood how to do what you were being paid a lot of money. I mean, you could live in a $1 million apartment. You're being paid so much, and yet you didn't have the simple tools you needed to actually go out and buy a single-family home. That's crazy.
I didn't know.
I mean, that, right, when you think about it, and what a powerful program Lifestyles Unlimited offers that we're able to teach someone like you in that position to be able to do that. So you went out and you took
100%.
Action.
I took action, and I bought 2 single-family homes in Omaha, Nebraska. That's where my brother-in-law lived, very close to, and he did everything that was required on the ground, and I did everything else. and I proved the concept. It worked. What Lifestyles was teaching actually worked, and it wasn't in Texas even. So the program worked, and then flash forward a couple months. I think it was just February or something like that. I think I joined in October, November of 2011, and fast forward to February, I had a free weekend, and I flew down to Houston. And I took the two-day live with Dell. And, you know, let me tell you, the two-day, I compare it to drinking from a fire hose because sure. There's so much information in the thing that, you know, it's hard to keep up, frankly. There's just so much there. And so I'm scribbling my notes as quick as I can. And, you know, what I was really impressed with is everybody that I met connected to Lifestyles, and I met a bunch. They were passionate about real estate. They were happy because they were in real estate. They were energetic about being in more real estate. And it was such a positive impression. I said, you know what? I really think that I'm going to join the preferred investor group. And we can talk about that if you want. But it's where you get mentoring. Because I knew at that point I wanted to move even faster than what I was doing.
And you also said you fell in love with Houston and wanted to move to Houston.
I did, yes.
Wait, the land of humidity and hurricanes, where I've lived all my adult life. I moved from Austin, Texas to here.
Yeah, 9 months is great until month number 9.
Pause right there. We're going to come back on the other side. We are talking to Lee Reeves, guy who changes people's lives and gives them financial freedom through real estate. Stay with us to the side of the break.
Financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And our guest today, Lee Reeves, who teaches the Financial Freedom Seminar for Lifestyles Unlimited, he has proved that with his life, from going to work in 80 to 100 hours a week with a wife who has 3 master's degrees and a PhD, and they dramatically changed their lifestyle by joining Lifestyles Unlimited and becoming real estate investors. And right before we got to the break, Lee, you had actually plunged in and bought a couple single family houses. You came to Houston to attend the 2-day class, which I want to mention to people. You can attend as many times as you want. Lee said it's like drinking from a fire hose. That's so true. Did that and then decided to move to Houston. And kind of tell us briefly where you went from there, because then I want to get into talking about that 2-day class and how you change people's lives through that.
Houston, frankly, was not on our radar. I envisioned big cowboy hats and big buckles. Imagine my surprise when I never saw that. But well, until rodeo every year. But anyway.
That's what I was thinking. That's the one place.
That's the one place. And then everyone's a cowboy and cowgirl. But no, we moved to Houston because we wanted to get into a better cost of living situation. And frankly, it was at the really front edge of us going national, Lifestyles going national. And so, you know, look, there's a lot more opportunities today to stay exactly where you are and invest in single family down in Texas or in multifamily wherever our lead investors that are members of Lifestyles decide to invest. It just wasn't as available, and so I thought, you know, let's move. We were looking to do it anyway, and it was a great move for us. Houston was just full of entrepreneurs and happy people, and so we really loved that. And so shortly after we moved, I did my first deal, and it was a passive deal. I invested in somebody else's multifamily deal. You know, you don't learn everything from that, but you do learn how to communicate and how a deal, kind of the deal flow goes. And then just a few months after that, I found my first deal as a lead, and it was a 14-unit apartment community off of Telephone Road, if you know Houston and Old Spanish Trail. And we did everything Lifestyles taught us to do, went out there, analyzed the deal, rehabbed the deal, started to raise rent, sold that within 2.5 years, David, for a 250% gain.
Two and a half years, 250% gain.
Yep, you got it. Just amazing.
A little bit different than the stock market.
Little bit different than the stock market. Yeah, I have yet to achieve that in the stock market across my portfolio anyway. And so shortly after that, 2 months after that, I bought so that was a 14-unit deal. Then I bought a 26-unit deal up in Humble, just north of Houston. And then about a year later, I bought 142 units in Houston. And then a couple years after that, I bought 136 units up in Lexington, Kentucky. I grew up in Kentucky. So that's been my progression. And along the way, I've also done a number of other passive deals. So altogether, I just added it up the other day because I'm doing the four-part right now, and I'm invested in about 850 units overall.
That's a lot of units. And so people are listening, they're saying, okay, so you bought units. I understand that. You bought a part. Big deal. Tell us what happened to your net worth since you joined Lifestyles Unlimited.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And my net worth coming in, I was not a millionaire. Coming in. Now I'm a multimillionaire. So about a 200% gain since I started. And look, I move slow, David. I know people that have multiplied by 5 or 6 times. But, you know, I'm conservative. I just move slow.
So folks are listening. What Lee is saying is he spent a lifetime building a net worth and did it in a pretty lucrative business, being an attorney and living in New York City. And then in a short amount of time after joining Lifestyles Unlimited and putting that same energy to work in real estate, increases net worth. That's the power of real estate investing. 200%. That's why we're passionate about real estate investing, because that's how people achieve financial freedom. So you're doing that. I mean, that sounds to me like move to the beach. Just sit around, do nothing all day. Like one of our passive investors out of Dallas says, I'm a very good lazy man.
Yeah.
But you decided you want to take another step and you wanted to give back and become an instructor. Tell us about that journey for you.
Well, let me tell you. So you're right. Absolutely. I could just sit back. And, you know, there are times I find that really appealing. But when Lynn came to me, Lynn is the executive vice president of Lifestyle. She came to me and said, look, you've got a good story. You've got a good background. Would you consider teaching the 2 day? I said yes, and then I said I have to check with my boss, my wife, to make sure she let me do it, because it means I'll be in different markets at different times. But the answer was yes almost immediately, because I remember not knowing how to get out of corporate America. I was doing okay, but I knew that I would never be wealthy. And at some point I realized I had no control over my ability to earn. I had no control over my time. And I knew that there were other people out there that felt the exact same way and didn't know a better way of living, of having a financial life. And I knew that I could provide them hope. And that's why I signed on. Dell, at the end of the 2 day that I attended, said, look, at some point when you're successful, I'm going to come and ask you to give back. And I remember at the time I thought, we'll see. We'll see if this thing works. But I remembered it and I thought, you know, if I get to that point, I absolutely want to give back, because I didn't get here by myself, right? It took Dell and it took Lifestyles and it took other members mentoring me. And that's the reason I said yes right away.
And so folks that are listening, I just want to remind you, when he says 2 day, what we're talking about is that financial freedom seminar where we teach you everything from A to Z, how to locate, negotiate, finance, rehab, lease, and manage both single family and multifamily properties. And for the longest time, it was just a 2 day class. I'm just curious, Lee, how long did it? And again, this is Lee. He's one of our instructors. Same with all of them. They join Lifestyles. They actually put the education to work. And I always say, that's the kind of person I want to learn from. Someone who has done it, I don't want to say the hard way, but they've started from zero just like me and been able to do that. Mm-hmm. And so you began doing that actually nationally, correct?
Listen, between the time that I joined and I started presenting the 2 day, I took the 2 day 8 times and took a lot of notes. And then I dug in. And so, yeah, I started nationally. I have taught in Houston. I have taught in San Antonio. But I've also taught in Atlanta, was my very first one. Then I went to Phoenix, and I've taught twice in Nashville. I've been to Denver. I've been to a lot of the places that we teach across the country, and I love going and introducing Lifestyles to people across the country.
And the purpose of that, folks, is we're talking about this, you can live where you want, but invest where you need. And we want to make our education available to as many people as possible. Stay with us, and we're going to tell you how we get the education to you even more effectively and efficiently now. Stay with us through the break.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
I'm David Ruzicka on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am with Lee Reeves, who is a guy who was working 80 to 100 hours a week as an attorney in New York City, and now is living the easy life of being a real estate investor, but still very passionate and helping people change their lives, and then became one of our Financial Freedom Seminar presenters. That two-day seminar that we teach to show you how to locate, negotiate, finance, lease, manage a single-family and multifamily properties. And we talked about that a little bit before. Lee, one thing I want to touch on that I remembered I wanted to ask you about this is we call that, you have the title, according to Lifestyles, of life changer. And I think I told you this in our conversation before. I'm a little bit cynical and I hear certain things. And when they show the guy with the fake diamond on TV and you see there's a fake background behind him, he goes, I'm an expert diamond guy and this looks real to me. I think that's garbage. And so when I hear life changer, I'm like, okay, really? Life changer? It's some kind of investing is going to make you a life changer? Here, prove me wrong. Tell me about that.
The most amazing title that I could be given. Listen, I had a corner office. I had a title. I was the youngest senior vice president of the company that I had, was associate general counsel for, and it meant nothing. But I'll tell you, life changer actually means something to me because I know that that's what I'm doing, and I know that because I have been told that. By the way, that's an amazing feeling when you get told that you changed somebody's life. And I have been told that multiple times by people that have attended the class. By the way, I'm just a messenger, right? And I think I'm right. A fairly effective one, but it's not my message. I didn't create the map. I'm just sharing. But I think that's the most amazing title because I think it captures perfectly what it does. And so do you want me to tell you about how the four part came about, David?
Yeah, I do, actually. I really want to hammer that home. I agree with you on the life changer thing because I've seen it in my own life. And you see people who come in like yourself and they don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. They're going to be working until they die. And then all of a sudden, they're retired in 5 years instead of thinking, I'm going to be working for the next 30, 40, until I die years. Powerful, powerful, accurate title. So, yeah, so the four part, COVID hit. What happened?
COVID hit. And, you know, some of the most amazing things come out of challenges. And the four part me is one of those things. So COVID hit, all of a sudden we didn't know if we could go to various cities across the country. And I got a call and they said, hey, would you take the 2 day, which is done on a Saturday and Sunday, and split it into four evenings? We tried a Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think right now we're doing Tuesday, Wednesday. And I said, yeah, absolutely, I'll take on that challenge because I think we can reach people that we never reached before, people that have something on Saturday and they just can't do it, people who have church obligations on Sunday. And so I did that, and I took the material from the two-part, spread it across four different evenings, And we have really boosted, in some ways, what our presentation is, both the slides that we present, but also how we relate the stories and how we split it up. And we have had feedback from so many people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for making the four-part, because otherwise we've wanted to attend and we just couldn't do it. And so now we've opened up opportunities for people who could never attend the two-day. And now they are now pursuing the same path that I went on and that so many others in who are members of Lifestyles went on to achieve financial freedom in 5 years or less. That's what we teach.
I talk to people all the time that say, I work on the weekend. My schedule is that I work on the weekend, and there's no way I can attend both days. Even the first time I went, my wife and I went, I had duties at church on Sunday, so I came in at 1 o'clock, and I said, hey, what did he say this morning? She said, it was amazing. And I said, well, what did he say? She said, I have no idea. You're going to have to come back. She said it was amazing, but she couldn't explain it to me, and so I had to come back the next month. I just, aligned things so I could see that portion. The other thing is, we're still doing in-person events, but we're live streaming everything. What would you say to the person that says, no, I'll wait 6 months until I can go to a live event. I don't want to do online.
No, don't do that to yourself. You're putting off your dreams for 6 more months. Don't do it. You've got to attend. And look, so it's not a perfect medium. I will tell you that right now. I would much rather be in front of people. However, when I jump onto the four part, I've got people in Houston, in Dallas, in Denver, in LA, in Seattle, in Indianapolis, in Richmond, Virginia, all over the country. And while it's not a perfect medium, it is it's an effective medium. And if you listen to what I teach and then you implement it, you will have success. And that's my promise.
Yeah, don't put it off for 6 months. Life is what happens while you're making plans. You need to move forward. The other thing I would say is, in some ways, it is even a more effective medium because you're able to ask more questions. If you're sitting in a room and there's an instructor up there, it's kind of intimidating to raise your hand and ask something that everyone's going to look at the room and they say, really, are you that stupid? You didn't understand what he just said? Or at least that's in your head, right? In the online one, you type the question in the chat. There's a person on the other end of that chat that will either answer it or they will relay it to you and ask the question. And you're actually able to see the questions there. And so it's a much more interactive medium, I think, than the in-person event.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you are actually one of the persons in the current four-part we're going into that are answering those questions. And so, yeah, not top of my mind because I'm answering questions live, but you're behind the scenes seeing those questions. And I did go back and look, and we've got 100. And so it does give you the opportunity to ask those questions in a different kind of medium. So, yeah, effective-wise, absolutely.
Yeah, I always do the live in-person one here in Houston, too, with David Fisher. And we get a few questions over the 2 days, nowhere near 100. So it's a big difference. So I would encourage people, you need to keep that in mind and go ahead and move forward. Hey, what is your favorite part of the 2 day? As people are listening and saying, what really gets you going?
My favorite part of the 2 day, gosh, it's hard to pick because we present such impactful stuff in all four parts. But, I think I would say if I had to pick one, it's part one, because that's the foundational stuff. That's the secret sauce. That's the mentality that we have. And we all sit through that part and go, well, gee, a lot of it's not real estate. It's not. It's working on you first. And you've got to be in the right kind of receptive mood or attitude to be able to take in the information that we teach in parts 2, 3, and 4. But I would say if I had to pick one, that's the one. And then, of course, I love part 4 because we bring in people that are operations consultants and mentors and ambassadors sometimes. And we introduce them to the folks taking that 4 part so that they know what they do and how they can help them. And I think a lot of light bulbs go off in part 4.
Yeah, you actually get to meet some of the people that are the backbone of the mentoring program for Lifestyles Unlimited, the operations consultants that make apartment communities successful because you have somebody you can call on. Give us a couple of your greatest experiences in teaching that 4-part class or the 2-day.
I mean, I have so many, but it's really connecting with folks, David. And I know you know this because you teach the free workshop and you've been involved in the 2-day as well. But when you connect with folks and they say, look, I have been desperate to find another way out of what I'm doing, and this really is it. And I know that it is because during the 2-day, especially the live 2 days, but also in certain ways in the 4-part, they can meet other people who've already been where they are sitting and have achieved success doing it.
And I know that you do that with people every single time, and you've had a lot of experiences with people that go out. I remember you mentioned one guy bought 26 houses after joining Lifestyles and retired himself 3 years after starting. Folks, I want to encourage you. Just go to the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com and get signed up. You're going to get to meet somebody like Lee Reeves. If you go to that four-part, he is the guy that does that, and you'll be able to meet him and hear his story and have him guide you and get you moving toward financial freedom. And like he just said, retire in 5 years or less. We want to remind you, it's not the money, it is the lifestyle, and that is what we bring you through Lifestyles Unlimited. Glad to be with you today, glad to be with Lee Reeves today, and hope to meet you in person soon. You have a great afternoon.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.